Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. This is part two of the recap. If you missed part one, go check out your podcast feed. It's right there. And without further ado, let's get right back into the recap.
So Vicky and Tamara come now and they're singing Happy Birthday. I'm just overwhelmed. I mean, I would have done other things if I knew you were coming. I would have got Troy, stop popping that woman's leg.
Hey, you know what? Girls, thank you for coming. I just want to establish myself more for my birthday. That's my birthday wish. And Vicky's helping me with my finances, and I put a lot of money into Real for Real. And thank you all again for choosing not to support it. I think that's a great testament to your independence that you don't just do things for friends because they ask you to. Thank you. So I shut it down last year, and I lost a lot of money. A lot. Oh, wow. So much money. Turns out I was $75,000 just short of keeping it in business. So that's too bad. If only I had that $75,000 left in my bank.
Wow. By the way, if I mentioned that I hate flying commercial, it's hilarious. I think I was telling you guys from my private. Anyway, money. Let's stop talking about money. What's your selfish wish, Shannon? Just be selfish for one. Well, I would like to be a mom again. Maybe take my kids on a trip. Oh, okay. Well, maybe more affordably selfish. Let's try that. Affordably selfish.
And yeah, Shannon says that her selfish wish is to take her kids on a trip. And Vicky goes, well, of course, but not first class, right? We're only doing coach. Only coach. We already talked about that. Heather was clearly zoned out. Just sort of heard. She heard like certain buzzwords. And immediately she thought like, oh, we're planning the cast trip. And so she hears trip. And we're flying coach. She goes, what? Where are we going, coach? What? she goes from being like, look at me. I'm television's Heather Dubrow enjoying a pizza with a friend in a small house. And to suddenly like her eyes just turn black. We are not flying coach anywhere.
Not you, Heather. Jeez.
Yeah, not you, sweetie. Okay, it's all right. God, she's really sweating. Look at Heather. It's the most emotion we've seen out of Heather in years. And Heather's like, ugh.
Okay, listen, there were years we flew coach, but now we've moved to the front. It would be very difficult to go back. I don't even like flying commercial.
They're like putting like a trauma blanket around her, like patting down her forehead.
It's okay, Heather. We're not flying coach. You could be okay.
It was so scary there for a moment. I was terrified.
So Tamara's like, well, Shannon's been talking about moving to New York. You going to do that, Shannon? And Vicky's like, no, we are the Tres Amigas. We can't do that if you're in New York.
I thought you guys broke up. What the hell? That show's still going on. Jeez.
No, we're the Tres Amigas, but we're working on being friends again. So all three of us, right?
Oh, really? How's that going?
Tamara's like, well, I thought we were.
And Emily says, well, Shannon's going to have lunch with Tamara, everybody. And we see a flashback to Carmela's house where basically Tamara's like, hey, let's get lunch. And Tamara's like,
yeah, I'm having so much fun with you. And I think that like we should like go and have cocktails. Just have fun, bitch.
Yeah, she's telling us,
I don't know. I just don't get why Shannon just can't get over me. You know, Shannon just can't forgive me for whatever reason. I don't even know what it is. It's so crazy.
And then they show her like, you drunk, stupid, single, slutty out there. Nobody likes you.
What did I drive into a house or something? Did I drive into a house like you? No, Shannon and I had a great time in Vegas. No, she didn't crash into any single building. And I just feel like we're progressing. And said, like, we don't have to talk about the past, bitch. We can just talk and have fun like other times. And by me saying we don't have to talk about the past, I will be bringing up the past later in this episode. Thank you, bitch.
No,
I don't know. I'll have to think about that one. Whoa. Now it's time to blow out candles. I love candles. Okay, here we go. Why aren't they going out? Are these trick candles?
It's disgusting. Meanwhile, Heather's in the corner doing the thing with her finger. I'll never tell.
What happened to Heather? She's still going through it without coat scare.
Now it's family time at Jen's house, and Ryan's walking around with the cane. She's like, oh wow, I mean, maybe I need to ask Vicky if I can borrow a scooter for Ryan.
He had knee surgery.
Parallels because he used to play soccer.
And Grayson and Dawson are...
Holy moly, when they showed that picture of Ryan playing soccer when he was younger. First of all, he looked 10 years older in the picture where he was young than he does now, somehow. And God bless it, that man was fine.
I still think Ryan is fine. I hate to say it. I think Ryan's really hot. He's still hot.
But the picture of him when he was younger looking older somehow, I mean, he's been hot. Hot guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All, you know, between Heather Amin and Jen, they definitely had some, they've had some fun with this guy. And he's had a lot of fun with a lot of people. So what I'm trying to say is he's hot. So he's had a lot of partners, I'm sure. And God bless it. So Dawson is back from the Marines. So for a little bit. This is actually just like a nice scene with the sun.
Yeah, gotta be honest. Like low key to be honest. Like it's crazy, like low key being in the Marines low key. Cause like if you're like having like a low key bad day, one of the guys will like low key tell you, like, gotta be honest, bro. It's a black day. Gotta be honest. Low key.
Yeah.
Learned all those words in the military. Thanks for having me back, Mom.
So basically it's a scene where Jen is trying to ask Grayson why he's about like opening up, and he says he just doesn't really like opening up to his mom because it's awkward for him, and then like he doesn't have that connection with the dad. Like Dawson has like conversations with the dad, but Grayson doesn't. And Grayson is like, yeah, this is why I miss having a therapist, because like that was the easiest person to talk to. And I'm like, can someone get this kid a therapist? What happened to his therapist? Can you guys pony up some, instead of going to Vegas, give him a freaking therapist? Like, it's like not even a cry for help. It is literally like a formal request. He's like, I would like some mental health resources, please. And Jen's like, oh, wow. Okay, let me go inside and check in on some Ritz crackers. Okay, see you later.
Yeah. I mean, look, Grayson has an emotional connection. Well, he's got a connection. Is your connection with Rod Stewart? And is Rod Stewart telling you how to comb your hair? Like what?
He's forever
Cut
young.
Cut that connection off.
He's forever young.
So they have a very emotional scene talking about kids and, well, it's just so great. Having my boys both home. And then the guys, the kids talk amongst themselves. And,
basically, like the older brother, Dawson's kind of just
more of it.
No, basically, Dawson's just like, listen, bro, don't keep your emotions bottled up inside. It's good to talk. I love talking about how I feel. It's like very important for me.
It's like low key important, high key. It's like low key, high key.
He actually says that. He says, it's low key important to talk about your emotions.
And, he says low key 30 times.
Yeah, he low key loves saying it. So then we go to the Surf and Sand Hotel. For the scene that everyone was excited for. It's Tamarin Eddie's romantic night of seduction, featuring a flashback to their other night of seduction many years ago.
Drown me in the surf and kick sand in my eyes restaurant. No one asked for this. No one needs this scene, okay? How many times are you guys going to do this scene before you're going to understand that nobody wants this? So this is like
we need to get our stuff back together. We're not even fucking about, not even one time a week. I mean, we need to get in that with hotel, and I'm dressed sexy in lingerie. Look, I'm just wearing lingerie under this jacket.
He's like, we're in a restaurant, babe. Put on your jacket.
She's like, yeah. So sexy. We're in the guts of the room. Me and Eddie, we can have sex. It's crazy. You guys want to watch us have sex? I'm going to crawl on the ground and bark like a dog.
The worst is when she arrived, she goes, hello, I have a room reserved under the name Juicy. And the woman had to go, okay, Miss Juicy, we'll go ahead and check on that. I'm sure it's not the first time the Surf and Sand of Laguna Beach has had requests like this. But yeah, they have this awkward kind of date moment, and Tamara reveals that there's Rawls up with Eddie, and which is, I think, probably makes him happy because I think that's what he voted for. And she says,
there's a wop, and it's starting to scare me because we got into a fight about 6 months ago. We're in Big Bear, and the entire trip, we were just arguing about stupid things, not hot things like me. But then we were driving home, And he just looked at me and he goes, I think it's time to file for divorce. And that scared me. Scared me in a hot way. It scared my heart. And now you're muted, Rana.
Okay, we're back. So where were we? My microphone revolted against this Tamara scene.
Where we were was just Tamara telling the story about how basically Eddie asked for a divorce on the way back from Big Bear after a big fight. But they still somehow are back together. And then, so that's why she's having a sexy scene, because she feels like if they can get their love life back together, then everything will be fixed.
Yeah, I mean, okay. At least they're not going to try and have a baby or something, because that's normally how I would suggest fixing it. You know, when all my friends are like, I just don't know if this is going to work. I say, have a baby. Just have a baby.
Well, I think the real way to fix it is just to renew your wedding vows. I think that's pretty much.
Yeah, that always works on Bravo. Foolproof. Do you remember the time? Well, Tamara's already done those things. She didn't have a baby, but she got that fake baby, remember? When she's like, I'm going to have like a real looking baby. That's my plan. I've got a baby now. It's hilarious. So, yeah, she and Eddie do a lot of, you know, sex stuff. I will say she looks amazing. Whatever she does to keep
looking
so great is admirable. I will never do any of those things, but
whatever she does, we all saw it, we all witnessed it. It's like when she like turned herself for 3 days into like that like stupid cartoon frog. Like her face was green and burnt off, but then she emerged beautiful. And
it works. Like whatever she's getting works. And she even got a belly button put back on, because remember there was like one of the things online a few years ago was when she got her whatever. She's had so much done, you know? She's on Bravo. But she was missing a belly button. And people are like, where'd your belly button go, bitch? She's like, hey, it's like that making fun of my belly button. And she got one, I think, put in, because I saw one today. Wow. And only on Real Housewives do you notice things like that. I was like, wow, Tamara got a belly button. This is so cool.
But congratulations. Loved it. Well, love your belly button.
The long and the short of it is that they retire up to their bedroom after Tamara opens up her coat and she is just like in lingerie in the middle of this like 5 p.m. happy hour. And so they go up to the room and they in a brightly lit room that resembled like a Hyatt house, and they're playing like sexy Jenga, and first he has to like trace her body with his hand, like over the clothes, or I don't know, he's like just touching her body and putting his finger into the lingerie, and then he has to spank her. It's just, it was there, like you could feel the stagnant air in the room. It was just so deeply unsexy, and I was like, please take us away from here, thank you.
Yeah, take me away. I look, I'm gonna tell these two the same thing I tell literally everybody I meet. I don't need to see you fuck your husband. Yep. That's all. It's a simple request. But I'm glad you guys are happy, okay? Do it off camera.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Shannon is driving in the car with Tamara on the phone. And she's like,
well, hello, Tamara. This is me, Shannon Bedore. I just wanted you to know I completely appreciate your invitation to get together tomorrow. But it's Vicky's birthday and... you know, it's weird to not invite her on her birthday, and I just would feel weird. I would love it if we could invite Vicky. Okay? Can all three of us come?
I mean, that's a totally different vibe. It's like, no, I understand that. I am just a little bit I'm just not comfortable with having a one-on-one and potentially going deep with you. And I just feel like the trajectory we're on, we need to have Vicky. I think everyone knows that Vicky is always a safe person to add to any conversation. So are you up for it?
Yes, I keep trying, and that's the thing, is we're good friends for a decade. She knows what fun we've had together, and it's important to me, but whatever. I guess I'm still evil. Nobody's ever going to talk to me again. Whatever.
But good for Shannon, because this is what Shannon knows by now that she knows what Tamara does.
Uh-huh, Shannon, be friends again. Okay, you stupid drunk bitch. Talk about being drunk again.
She does it season after season. I don't know what Shannon really thinks she's going to accomplish, because eventually you're going to have to become friends with her anyway, but...
Yeah. But, I mean, it is also Vicky's birthday. I think it is the right thing to invite Vicky. But I think maybe, I mean, Shannon obviously just does not want to have lunch with Tamara one-on-one, and she shouldn't have agreed with it in the first place. That's the thing. If you agreed to it, then you should follow through with it. And like maybe you could have
did she that because I mean she kind of technically agreed to it, but that was under duress because Tamara was just like, yeah, we're gonna have lunch, everybody, me and Shannon just gonna hang out, right, Shannon? Me and Shannon gonna go to lunch, can we go to lunch tomorrow? I'm gonna go to lunch, right? It's kind of it's duress, it's lunch under duress.
Well, also like Tamara, if she's serious about mending this friendship, she should respect what Shannon wants and just like just take it slow. If she's not ready, then be happy just to have the three of them, you know, like, so she should also just like, just cool her jets a little bit. So they agree that they're going to have a Tres Amigas lunch instead. So now we are at Javier's, home of Alfredo. So hello, everyone. Television's Heather Dubrow has arrived with Emily and Jen. Last night, we were at the iHeart Awards with Annabelle, and I mean, she is just so beautiful. She looks like she's 18. Now, could someone please tell me, who is Annabelle anyway? Anyone?
And we see pictures of Annabelle looking like a little adult. And then we go to another restaurant. This one is called Treehouse. The Tres Amigas house, which is, there's only going to be two of us because Tamara can't come. So she tells Vicky that Tamara's probably pissed because she called her and told her she just she's not ready to do one-on-ones and stuff. And Vicky's like, well, I don't think you need to do one-on-one. I mean, what is behind me? What is that? Oh, it's my gift. I love gifts. I love gifts. Bring them on. Bring them on. Bring me gifts. Is it a ring? Is it a ring? Could you hang it from that tree so it's kind of dangling over my head? That's how I like it.
Treehouse. So we see Tamara get out of her car and she goes, she's sashaying and like, here comes a hot batch, batch. And we're like, okay, Tres Amigas lunch is on. But guess what? It's a Silence of the Lambs fake out because she is not at the address we expect. She's at Javier's. She has ditched the Tres Amigas.
Yeah. She's like, you better put some lotion on it, bitch. And Vicky and Shannon are cheersing, and Vicky's like, well, cheers to me because it's my birthday. Then we go back to Javier's, and Heather's like, well, we were talking about last night, Tamara. I was like, yeah, it's done. But then me and Shannon were supposed to do a one-on-one. Now I got a FaceTime call with me. She won't forgive me. So guess what? I didn't even show up to the lunch for Vicky's birthday. So what do you think about that? But don't worry, I sent the flowers. I'm a good person. I sent some flowers. She pulled a Porsche.
Yeah. Yeah, she did. So, and also a Lisa Vanderpump to Adrian Maloof by sending the world's worst floral arrangement to celebrate the Maloof hoof. So I'll always remember that weird mounded thing. So Heather's like, wait a minute. Did you tell them you were not coming?
No.
So they thought you were coming to lunch? Is that right now? During this lunch at Javier's? And she's like,
yeah.
So then we go over to the treehouse and the flowers arrive. And Shannon already knows. She's like, uh-oh. Because Vicky's like, oh, this is nice flowers. And Shannon's like, uh-uh. Oh, this isn't good. This isn't good.
Okay, let me read that out. I don't want Shannon to be uncomfortable. Oh my God, for Christ's sake, could you just have the waiter come read it?
It's this passive aggressive ass note that's like, I wish I could be there. I don't want to make Shannon uncomfortable. I thought we were moving forward, but not everyone's there yet. So I'll just keep choosing growth by sending a passive aggressive bouquet in my place.
Well, what does Shannon think is going to happen? Sometimes you just have to say, okay, we're friends again. Yay, we're friends again. And just fake it until filming's done. You don't want Tamara as your enemy. Come on. Yeah. Haven't you had enough of that for the past 2 years? Like, just placate. Placate.
And Tamara said that she ended the note by saying,
hope you whip it up today, son. Tamara grudge.
Oh wait, Tamara Grudge? Oh, that's funny because it sounds like Tamara Judge, but Grudge, I think that's when you don't like somebody and you hold did you do that on purpose? That is so clever, Tamara. That is so, thank you so much, Tamara. That is so funny.
So funny. If that was a typo, that was a brilliant typo. Heather's like, because Jen's like, you know, it was good until the Tamara grudge part. And then Heather goes, by the way, it wasn't good until that. I love Jen thinking, saying it was good. It was bad out of the gate. It was passive. It was so cut fitnessy right from the jump. And the fact that Jen's like, oh, you were doing so well until you said Tamara grudge. Because that wasn't your last name.
By the way, you
Why'd you not use your real last name?
Yeah. So Shannon's like, well, oh, that is on your birthday? Oh, that is just so rude. So Vicky's like, well, you know what? She should be talking about Michael and I'll tell you that. Yeah, she doesn't even know you and Michael. And that's the crazy part. She's been talking about your relationship. Well, what Gina told me that Tamara said was that he gave me a ring, but he took back the ring. What? What? Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, what? What?
That's absolutely crazy. And 2 days earlier, Gina is talking to Vicky and she goes, Tamara, had this whole story, had this whole theory that he like did propose to you.
Nope, he never did. Nope.
Yeah, but then you guys got into like a band fight and nope. Then you guys broke nope. up and then he like took mm-hmm. the ring back and made me feel
those bad. Those were all lies. Those were all lies. Listen, would a man who doesn't love me blow on my steak until it's cool enough for me to eat? There, case dismissed.
So Shannon's like, well, you guys aren't even having any issues. Like, why would she even make something up?
Well, we'll have issues now. We'll have it now because he does not want to be on TV. Mike is not putting up with this. He is not. This is a different guy than Dom. Brooks is Steve. This guy will say, see you later, end your stupid friendships. I'm out. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving. So great. Thank you for making my boyfriend break up with me. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Vicky, if you can't, Tamara's an asshole. Okay. She shouldn't be saying all of them saying all of this stuff is not cool. That said, you're a TV person. You've been trying to get back on TV for years and you were on TV for decades. So what is this guy complaining? What a wuss.
Yeah. So Vicky is basically like, no, he never proposed to me. And no, he never took the ring back or even gave it to me. Mike doesn't like drama. So I'm not going to be the one that shares my relationship with anybody anymore. I did in the past and it didn't turn out well. I'm over it. Okay. I'm not happy right now. I'm not going tomorrow. I'm not. She's like, oh, come on. You're going to go. You're going to come tomorrow. I mean, who doesn't want to go sit in the field with a psychic that Jen found?
Surely she's going to have really good extensions. We have that to look forward to. Okay, I'll come.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then we go back to Jen and she's like, well, I hope tomorrow's fun because, you know, someone's going to come to a reading for us. And, you know, an energetic reading, not a regular reading. We just saw how that went with Vicky. I'm sure that wasn't good. But if you're open to it, you know, I'm going to wear a sundress. So you guys can wear sundresses too. It's going to be so fun. Sundresses are dresses. You can wear them at night, but they're better to wear in the sun. I hope you know
this is like Jen's personal calendar. It's like Saturday, wear a sundress. She's like looking forward to it all day.
Wearing a sundress on Saturday.
So Heather's like, oh, how fun. You know, I was with Carmela and I went to her office in Corona Del Mar, which is not where they make the beer. So I had sent her an apartment that Max looked at. And so she showed it to me and we took a little virtual tour. It was adorable. I am, I suppose, a woman of the people now. We even got Za.
Wow, you're becoming really close with Carmela, Heather.
Well, I mean, I don't feel like you're becoming close with Carmela. No, I do like her. I do like Carmela. You don't like Carmela. I do. I do like her. Let's be honest, Heather. I've had conversations with Gina, and Gina shared that you said not great things about Carmela. So just admit to it. Gina said.
Heather goes, well, tell me what it is. Well, I'll tell you what they told me. I heard that you think she's trashy and she doesn't belong in this friend group and that you actually wish she wasn't even in the friend group, which I'll be honest, Heather. Now I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, when Emily told me that Heather was calling Carmela trash, I'm like, does that mean she's calling me trash? I mean,
yes.
Yes. Her whole season, your whole first season was them calling you trash. You've been here before.
You've been here.
So Heather's like, oh, okay. Well, did I prejudge her? Yes. And I feel bad about that. And she's been incredibly nice. Okay. She's been very nice. And we're forming a very nice friendship. So I feel really bad about that.
Hey, you're not allowed to say Gina's line. You're such a bitch. Why do you always steal people's lines?
You know what?
Well, when Carmela first came around, there was information that there was a restraining order and she kicked some girl in a bar or something. And I thought, as an adult, doing stuff like that is trashy. But that was just a knee-jerk reaction. Knee-jerk retraction. I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say. It's trash. She's trash.
Look. I called her trash only because she had many trashy elements to her past. But now that I've gotten to know her, she is trash. But like Oscar the Grouch, we can grow to love trash. And that is okay.
She's more the cardboard container trash and less of the random refuse trash. They're different cans.
She's like compost. Yes, does she have spiritual worms crawling through her? Perhaps. But is she good for the soil? Also, yes. What I'm trying to say is she's trash, but special trash. The kind of trash that just turns into dirt.
Yeah, but it's the extremes. It's like you're very opinionated, but then you ask her to be involved in real estate transactions. You know what I mean?
But she lives down there. She knows the area. Listen, if you're going to ask a wadded up Kleenex to show you to a used paper towel, that's how you're going to find the used paper towel. You need to ask trash where trash. You guys are talking about this too much. I just want to stop talking about it.
I just think it's very irritating for the rest of us who know what you've said. And you're looking at me like I'm all out of line. What I'm saying is absolutely accurate, though.
So Heather goes, well, what do you want me to say? Which I love that she says stuff like that. Like, what do you want me to do, you fucking bitch? This is off camera. She's like, I just said I agree. I prejudged the girl. I feel bad about it. Hashtag Gina. And I've gotten to know her and I like her. What do you want me to do, you non-televised moron?
Well, I'm glad you're on better terms with Carmela. It's so funny.
Well, now we're not going to be on good terms because now I have to go tell Carmela I called her trash. So thank you, everybody. Of course, I'm going to tell her. I'm not going to let you guys have a big scene about this. So great.
Okay, so now we go to the park for Jen's garden party. And this intuitive comes, Lisa, the intuitive reader.
Yeah. And Jen's known Lisa for a long time. And, like, she trusts her a lot. And so Lisa's like, okay, so today we're going to do a one-word prompt, which is going to help them create some clarity in their life and connection, because that's the power of saying one word. Okay. And especially if their word is connection, then they'll really feel the connection. You see what I'm saying? Are you following, Jen? Jen, are you with me? Are you with me, Jen? So people are arriving and just like,
here's my word. Can you think of what I'm saying? It says, thank you so much. You
know that? So, just told me.
So, the first batch of people are Emily and Vicky are there, and Emily's like, oh, did you see Mike on your birthday? Was he mean to you? I mean, Emily's like fishing for gossip here. Vicky knows it. She's like, yeah, we went to dinner.
Oh, where'd you guys go?
We went to Fleming's.
Really? Were you allowed to order what you wanted? Tell me everything.
But Carmela arrives that bails Vicky
with out. Gift bags. Oh, Carmela.
She's not in a hole now. She's always got to give the gifts. Yeah.
Yes. So Vicky's like, that better be presents for Shannon and I. Oh, look at us just being girlfriends. You buy expensive gifts. I'm going to be very nice to you today. Very nice. She's like, yeah, you know that I got gifts. So Shannon comes last and she's wearing a polka dot dress. And she's just stopping and posing in this like pretty woman polka dot dress.
Big hat.
Yeah.
Big floppy hat, big floppy striped hat. She looks crazy. And Tamara's like, she's got straps, she's got polka dots, she's got salads. And
it's awkward, Heather.
Heather goes, why?
Because I didn't show up yesterday.
And Heather goes, oh, right, I forgot. I was so busy, preoccupied by the fact that you've ambushed me about this frickin' Carmella thing that I forgot that you actually started your own bullshit yourself yesterday.
Okay, everybody. So Lisa's going to take us through a spiritual exercise. Lisa, thank you so much. Do you want to explain? She's like, yeah, let me explain. I also have notebooks too. Okay, you all get a notebook. Okay? Right? And they're like, oh, great. And he goes, what is this? Homework? So she's like, okay, I'm Lisa. You guys can call me whatever you want. You can call me a psychic. You can call me a medium. You can call me an energy. You can call me, I mean, I don't know, a dog psychic. You know I do it all. I do it.
I'm a bitch. You know what? I'm a lover. I'm a sister. I'm a mother.
I'm a sinner. I'm a saint. Some call me a taint. I don't know. It rhymed. It did rhyme.
Yeah.
I need more of a specific kind of psychic. I don't want someone who's like, I'm a medium, I'm a psychic, I'm an advisor, I'm a this, I'm a that. You know what? Like, specialize. I don't want to.
I don't need the global cuisine of psychics. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's going to give a prompt. They're going to close their eyes and connect with themselves. And they're going to write down what the universe is telling them. So in Gina's head, her eyes are closed, and inside her head, we hear her saying, "Today I'm choosing peace," which is a lie. She never does. And then Jen saying, "Go be fearless. You can do it. Do it. Do it. Do it."
This part was cracking me up. You just hear all of their inner thoughts. And Shannon's like, "Oh, does my hair look like shit after wearing a hat? I shouldn't have worn a hat today. Why did I wear a hat?" Vicky's like, "You're boring. This is books. I'm bored.
It's bullshit. That's my word."
Heather's was the best. It just cuts to Heather, like, deep breathing, and she goes, "I can't tell if I'm hot or cold."
And then Emily is like, "Vacation, Greece, Amalfi Coast, yacht," which is supposed to be funny, but I didn't laugh. So Lisa's like, "Okay, you guys sit with it." And
like, "I got nothing."
It's like, okay, well, okay. How about, do you have a feeling? "I have two, but I can't decide between them, hot or cold."
So they're talking about whether or not they believe in psychics. And Vicky and Tamara are both like, "Nah, this is bullshit. This is stupid." And they don't even try to pretend with the lady. I love when they come at him. It's like, "What are you thinking?"
"It's stupid. That's what I'm thinking. Stupid psychic. Get a life. Your tracks are terrible. I can see your tracks. That's what I'm thinking."
All right. Well, what about, Jen, why don't you tell us what your word is? And so Jen's like, "Okay, sure. So the universe told me that the word is fearless. Did I get that right? Please tell me I got that right. What happens if I got it wrong? I'm a little scared about this." And then Lisa is, she's like, "Okay, why do you think the universe gave you that word?" "I don't know.
I don't know. I'm afraid of asking." "Okay, well, you learned nothing." "Well, I wrote, 'Stop worrying. It's literally consuming me. Worrying is wasted energy.' There. I just thought of my family. So I wrote down family. And then I thought I could use another sign that says family. Because sometimes my family comes into the family room and they're like, 'Is this the kitchen?' And I'm like, 'Does it say kitchen? Oh, my God."
"Gina, I'm sorry to tell you that the word you actually wrote down is welcome." "Oh my God, thank God." I need another one.
"I wrote down guilt because as a mom, I operate in the land of always feeling guilty because my kids are fucking torturers."
Okay, well, I've got some really good news for you. Your kids are actually doing better because they don't need you to be there with them all the time. I'm like,
"Oh, really? Like, that's not you? What my phone says. It's going off all the goddamn time, fucking Luke."
"Okay, well, it's you know, they're just becoming more independent." "Okay, Tamara, does anything come to you?"
"My word is slow down."
"Okay, well, that's two words, but we'll accept it."
Who's slowing down? "I don't want to slow down. That's ridiculous. I don't want to slow down." "Heather, your turn." "I wrote confident, and I wrote it because it's really important for me to be confident about friendships. You know, when things come up, you can deal with them and move on. I mean, listen, I want people to be confident enough
that if somebody else offhandedly says that they're trash, they can get over it.
Isn't it great to be confident? Let's just say that word 50 times. Okay. And then I'm going to have a conversation with Carmella. So, so basically, then Gina's like, I'm like really very irritated that Heather is using Carmella as her realtor. And honestly, that she just hasn't even said anything to me about it. But Fancy Pants has bigger fish to fry today. You know what? At least she has a fish to fry. Okay. You are, you are just like getting tin cans and putting them on a grill on the season. So please.
So Carmella's word is fear, which I think somebody took. Well, Jen was fearless. So Carmella just shortened it and called it a day. And then Jen is like, okay, well, does anybody have any questions for Lisa? And Gina's like, I would like a snack. That would be good. Shannon, did you happen to bring any of that pizza in your purse? Like, I'm really hungry.
Do you mean za? So then, so Heather pulls Carmella to have a talk. And so Heather's like, thank you, Carmella, for talking to me in the middle of this birdwatching field. First of all, because there's all these bird watchers that are walking around them, like they're drifting through the scene. And you know, they don't watch Real Housewives. They have no idea what's going on. So yeah. It's like,
Carmella's like, wow, this bird watching is nuts. Isn't it? We call it poor watching. It's fascinating. Keep your mask on.
I went to the Groundlings last night to prepare for this. And they said, the speech you gave Shannon and the speech you gave Taylor Armstrong, do the opposite of that. So here goes. Anyway, thanks for coming to talk to me. First of all, I really like you. I think you're a fantastic girl. I really like our friendship. Are you suspicious yet? Good. Because I fucked up a few weeks ago. Other me, take it from here.
I owe you an apology. I was so judgy. I didn't feel like you belonged in our group, and I said some shitty things, and I used the word trashy. This was a great talk.
Carmella goes, geez, Heather. Well,
she kind of laughs. She kind of has to laugh because what the fuck? Heather just lays it all out there.
And I use the word trash. She's like, well, when I heard, you know, I heard about a restraining order. And I mean,
she goes, well, in fairness, I was a kid when that happened. I was 20.
You don't owe me an explanation. I owe you an explanation. I can't even tell you. I'm so truly sorry that you used to be trashy.
As someone who lives next to Drake, let me be the first one to tell you. You can always call me on my hotline bling. Okay? I accept calls from anyone, trashy or not.
She's like, well, I mean, I always feel like I've been judged, but I've been judged for a lifetime. So, I mean, it sucks to hear that you're trash, but I mean, I guess it was nice of her to have a talk with me about it. It's like, good, good, great, great, great monologue you just gave the camera. This was fun. Okay, so it is not Wednesday, which means that you are not being picked up today, and I've already spent my allotted time with you.
I have a question. If you were to perhaps eat too much, would they have to call for bulk pickup? I'm just curious. I just want to know what it's like to be trash.
So Carmella ends it by saying she's not mad. And so everybody else is, of course, watching this and trying to see if they're fighting or Carmella's happy. And Tamara's like, God knows what she said. Heather, did she take the trash out?
I give Heather credit now that she wanted to address it, you know, because Carmella doesn't deserve those things being said about her. And Emma's like, well, I'll tell you what's going to change. She's not going to tell us anything anymore. She'll just tell Terry and it'll end there. The buck stops at Terry. I'm like, yeah. Because you weaponize
you're totally an untrustworthy friend and you're not somebody that anybody can speak around, Emily. So, yeah. And also, I would doubt that she does do that because she's still talking to your ass after all of these years. Well, I guess she didn't tell Emily that. She told Gina, but
still. So they all sit down for lunch. And Tamara, by the way, if you think this situation with Heather and Carmela is dead, it's not, because you know that Gina and Emily would be like,
I just think it's like, man, that she called you trash. And like, if you really think about it, like, it's like just not cool that she just gets away with it. Like a simple, like, oops, I'm sorry.
You know they're going to really, yeah, like, because they're not going to be happy that Carmela is like chill with Heather's apology.
Yeah. So now we move on to Vicky. So they're like, wow, that's so great. Happy birthday, Vicky. Happy birthday. What'd you do for your birthday with your boyfriend? She's like, oh, we were in Huntington. We went to this hotel. I was looking forward to having you there, Tamara. And she's like,
well, I don't know, you know, but I was going to come, but then Shannon said she was going to feel uncomfortable around me. And I just wanted to make sure that Shannon was going to be okay. And she's like, oh, well, it's important for me to be honest, Tamara. And I'm just not there. And
Emily's like, well, were you uncomfortable when you helped set up her party?
She says, well, I was uncomfortable. And I said, even going in, I am very uncomfortable. So, yes,
I said,
I'm consistent.
I said, just focus on the balloons and just put the balloons up. And if she asks you any questions, just blow on the noisemakers. And that's what I did for 10 minutes, just blowing on the noisemakers. Oh, is that why you did that? I was so confused.
What do you think I'm going to do to you, Shannon? Why are you so scared? I spent 10 years as your best friend.
Yeah, but then remember you ended that because you were telling everyone that Shannon is pathetic and miserable and wouldn't stop calling you wasted in the middle of the night and crying about her divorce, and you were sick of hearing of it. So,
whoops.
I don't know. I don't know, Tamara.
So Tamara is like,
you were talking behind my back.
And because now Tamara's saying that Shannon started the divide, which is funny because it was, I believe it was because when Shannon got her DUI, Tamara was hounding her for it and ridiculing her.
Yeah.
So Tamara,
well, even before that, it all started because Tamara, well, who knows where it all started. Alexis, the origin story is like crazy. But yeah, it goes back years and years. But the most recent huge fight between Shannon and Tamara, I remember starting because Tamara got her podcast and became friends with Teddy and then quit doing the Tres Amigos because, I don't know, it's embarrassing probably. And they were mad that she was focusing on this new friend project instead of being in their Tres Amigas project. And then it
all started going sour.
So then Shannon's like, well, if you want to go back in the past, I could list 100 things that you've done. It's like, because like, no, we're going to go forward. Okay, going back is not going to fix it. Shannon's like, but she keeps bringing it up. And then suddenly Shannon just starts to cough. She's like, yeah. And she starts breathing.
Yeah, but you didn't want to go to lunch with me. And I had no intention of talking about the past. Oh, well,
And now they're trying to keep this fight going, but Shannon can't stop sneezing and coughing. She's like covering her face and like getting up and waving her arms.
Yeah, but how could you treat me like that, Shannon? Hold on, Tamara. Please.
And they're like, and they just start cracking up, and she's sneezing and coughing and everything. She's like, well, what am I supposed to do? They're like, of course, now I'm coughing because I am getting over a cold. So Emily's like, is it the feathers? Is it the feathers?
And she's like, no. I must be allergic to the toxins in this croissant. Why did you have to put it into a box? You know, boxes are the most unsafe thing in the world. Cardboard. We're not supposed to be around cardboard as humans.
There is gluten in the air. There is gluten in the air.
So Emily's like, okay, God, geez, please tell me she's not sneezing all over the dessert over there. It's disgusting. So Emily tells Tamara, like, you say you're ready to move forward, but, you know, you bring up a lot of shit, Tamara. It's like you're holding.
She's like, I'm not holding the grudge, but I'm not. I mean, it's a seventh card because it rhymes with my name.
Oh, my God. You know what I just realized? Grudge rhymes with judge, which is your last name. That is so funny, Tamara. That is so good.
That is like a very funny joke that you've done. That's so funny.
Not you. Ah,
Shannon, Do you think the reason why you can't get forward is because the last thing that happened was that you and Tamara at the quiet were at the Quiet Woman and that you were not invited? Is that what it was?
It's in the back of my head. Yes, that is a kind of in the back of my... Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, I'm going to see...
And so Carmela's like, maybe she just needs time.
I'm acknowledging how kind Tamara has been to me, but I need baby steps. Baby steps, Tamara. Okay, baby.
So Jen's like, okay, well then Tamara's going to take a step back, okay? That's what you'll do. The ball's in your court.
It's like, no, I'm here for you. If you want my friendship, you just let me know when. And until then, I'll be sending passive-aggressive bouquets.
Well, I appreciate you. I do not want to hurt you.
So they agree to just let it go. They don't have like a huge fight about it. Oh, now we move on to Vicky. I said we moved on to Vicky before, but it was Shannon's turn. So now it's Vicky's turn. Yes. So Gina's like,
it's so weird, Victoria, that you're not talking to Tamara about what I told you about Mike. Like, it's crazy. Like, I really made an effort to start some shit, and you guys aren't even going to fiend about it.
Yeah, like, that's crazy. You want to fight now?
Wait, what happened?
Well, I told Tamara that Mike proposed and then, like, took back the ring. And because, like, no, it didn't happen.
Gina, you're so bad at this. You can't even start shit properly anymore, so now you have to bring up that you started shit.
I know.
You're mad that they won't talk. Oh, it's just so bad. Come on, man.
Vicky's like, look, if I get engaged with Mike, it's going to be a joint decision, and we're just going to get eloped. Okay, we don't want to do a whole big thing. And Jen's like, what? And then she goes, yeah, I'm not going to do what you guys are doing, Jen. Okay, we're going to get married right away. And Jen's like, what? What? Me?
What the hell did
Jen
I
just
do?
Catches Why a stray out of nowhere. I'm not going to do some sort of stupid wedding or like stupid like prolonged thing like on a beach with like some bikini slut thing. Like, you know, like this one would. What? Huh? Me? What? Huh?
Yeah, so why are you yelling at me? Because I heard your voice. It's like, well, geez. And Heather goes, well, what's so wrong with how Jen's doing it? And Jen's like, wow, so your man sits on a ring for a year and doesn't give it to you, and that's better? It's like, none of your business. Shut the fuck up, Jen.
I did like Jen saying, well, I have it, telling us, I have a ring. I actually, like, it's actually, like, really beautiful, and I love wearing it, and I don't have to be a good girl to get it. And I don't know, maybe I can get an insurance policy from you, Vicky, for the rock that I actually have.
Ew. So Tamara's like,
wait, so you gotta be good for 90 days?
Well, he said 90 days. He was laughing about it. It was a joke, Tamara. Come on. It was just a joke.
Well, I always feel like when someone jokes, there's a little bit of truth underneath it.
Well, then you
No, we're not ready. We're not ready to be engaged. We're not ready to be married. We're not ready to talk about Mike. We're not talking about Mike anymore because Mike says we wouldn't be talking about it on the TV. We're not going to do it. You're not going to break up my relationship, okay? Just because you want to talk about something on TV. It's not going to happen. So that's it. Everything's great with Mike. There you go.
So Vicky is like, yeah, we're not ready to be married. It's like,
well, I said, why would he do this? And I thought, well, I don't know. Maybe he gave her the ring and they got into a fight. I don't know. Something like that.
There's
no, she said she never saw the ring. She doesn't even know. It could be an urban legend.
Like Wendy Malick's career. So Vicky is like,
she took a bath and was missing a kidney after. Urban legend.
And so Vicky's like, no, I don't want to talk about this. Okay, he didn't hold anything over my head. I've never seen it. Like,
but that's a bit sad, bitch.
It's like, no, like, no, I don't care about the ring. Okay, he's going to lose his shit if this comes on TV. He's going to lose his shit. But why? What's the big deal? He'll be a celebrity like Terry.
Every time I talk, Heather, you interrupt me. She's like, I haven't even said anything. This is the first time I'm interjecting into the conversation. Vicky, do not talk to me like that. You're screaming at her for no reason, stupid Vicky. I was cracking up at this.
And so, because Heather just says it in that way. This is the first time I'm interjecting into the conversation. So Heather's like, you... Oh, I love... I do love when Heather starts off by... When she starts a sentence saying you in that way, like the you is going down a slide on a playground. You... just told me I'm interrupting you. So let me finish this sentence. I was going to say something nice. I was going to say that we all like him. It was lovely spending time with him. But now I will not say something nice.
I don't care. I don't even care, Heather. I don't care. At one point, Heather, like, leans her whole body back in a straight line, but her head stays right here. She's like,
I know. I love when she does that.
Excuse me. She's just very rude. Very, very rude.
But nobody even said anything bad, Vicky. We're just worried for you because you're with a monster of man. He's probably mistreating you and treating you terribly, and your relationship's horrible. That's all we're saying.
It's like marriage is a big deal. You know, at my age, I'm not doing it unless I have zero red flags. Which is why I've talked about wanting to get a ring for this man since the first episode of the season.
Like, Vicky, you remember everything that you said up until now, right? But nice trying to cover. She's like, what?
We're not even thinking about marriage. I would never even get married. Ever. Ever again.
She has like possibly. She's like, I mean, like, this guy has nothing but red flags. But she has now put she has a new timeline for herself, which is that she just wants, she thinks she only has like 15 years left. And she's like, I want to find someone for this final chapter. And so she feels like she's running out of time to find a guy to spend the rest of her life with. And so she's ignoring red flags. And normally you see this conversation happening with people who just want to find a partner so that way they can have a baby. But it's interesting to see it happening here, like at a time of her life where she should be the most discerning and have the most wisdom and like the most experience and to really be able to like to cut through everything. And now it's like obvious red flags. And she's like, no, it doesn't matter. I just need someone to grow old with. Lock it down.
Yeah. And so she's saying, listen, he's not asking me to marry him. He's not ready to ask me to marry him. And Heather's like, well, I understand. But, you know, telling you is kind of sending a little message like there's a ring. It's hanging out over there. And Gina's like, yeah, he's saying be a good girl. No, no, there's more to what you're saying, and I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole anymore. I do not like rabbit holes. I will not do it.
This makes no sense to me. I don't feel like men like shopping or buying jewelry, so why would you go and spend the time and effort to do that and bring it home and put it in a safe?
And Tamara's like, I just want to know, did Vicky have to buy it? So Vicky's like, look, we're at a place where we don't need this whole engagement party, okay? We don't need all that, okay? Him and I will just elope and that's it. That's our agreement. So Tamara's like,
we had an engagement party for you.
She's like, yeah, with Steve. And it worked out so well, didn't it?
So they all crack up and just agree to drop it because Vicky's not having this. You know, Vicky's like, I will say, come on camera, I will not do this. Shut up, Heather. So then now it's time for Carmela to give her birthday presents. And of course, she's giving them really expensive purses. Yes. And I guess Vicky gets a wallet. But
yes,
you know it's expensive because Shannon's like,
oh, well, Carmela, thank you so much. Oh, this is almost as exciting as that pizza that I got yesterday. This is wonderful. Thank you so much. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, also Shannon's extra nice to Carmela because Shannon is having Carmela as her, like, she's recruited Carmela to be on her side. So everything Carmela does, you can see that Shannon also finds Carmela trashy, but instead she's like, oh, that you are so sweet. Oh, what a lovely person. And you are not driving down property values in Rancho Santa Fe. You were a great addition to my childhood home. You were great. I love
it. Oh, poor Carmela. Jeez. So she's also got another gift at the bottom of the bag for Vicky. And it's not a dildo, guys. It is a scarf. And so she puts it on her head and she's like, well, I'm not really a scarf person. And I'm not really a wallet person either. So I'm going to return this stuff and get something that I actually want. But it was nice.
Jeez.
Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. This is so kind. Thank you. And Shannon is like, and by the way, I just want to say thank you guys all for coming over and bringing over a food that I have tried to avoid for the past 15 years. I really love all of you so much. All of you. That includes you, Tamara. You, I do love you. Yeah.
Like the gift of dietary sabotage. It was really heart blockage warming. So thank you very much to everybody here. I love you all.
And that's the end. All.
And that's where it ends. Fun times.
Very funny. It was a pretty fun one. fun way to end the week. Everybody, thank you so much for being here. Have an amazing weekend. We will be back Tuesday. We're off Monday for the holy days, but we will talk to you on Tuesday. See you then.
Bye.
Welcome to the club. Everybody say my name. Welcome to the mall and same. Everywhere I go, people holler every day. I raise my hands up and holler back. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. If you don't know me, you're welcome to blow me, bitch. Twitter, Facebook, and Insta. I rule them all, cause when I play, I win. The People magazine called and said, I'm the mate. Asked me lots of questions, I answered everyone. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. Pretend not to love me, but don't think you're above me. Bitch. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch. You could try to hate me, but life celebrates me.
Boy, bat, girl, bat, another boat.
Bat,
baby.
Batch, batch, read the holy book. Even God saved a wretch, batch.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call. Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no Trichilus.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS. We love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our Palliger. It's Karen Gallagher.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She's the lady of the house. It's Rachel Sharouse.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy. It's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP. It's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz. It's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it. It's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that. It's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes. It's Melissa St. Rose.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.